The trails you are walking and biking on today were designed by residents, including children, from the town of North Bonneville in the early 1970s. When the town was required to move with the building of the second powerhouse, residents got intimately involved in the planning of their relocation. In 1971, the town of North Bonneville was a quiet, sleepy town of fewer than 500 residents and a budget of less than $50,000. This was the year residents learned that the second powerhouse construction project would require their relocation to somewhere. Being patriotic citizens who appreciated the need for and potential for additional electrical power production, the town residents were not necessarily opposed to the project. But when informed that the Corps interpretation of the recently passed federal relocation law only required the government to compensate and assist individuals so that they could move elsewhere, most of the town's residents were upset that they were not being identified and considered as a community with a history of relationships with each other and with the local environment. The town council contacted a new public college, the Evergreen State College. I and my urban planning students came to North Bonneville to meet with the town council in the fall of 1972. The town council and students agreed to have the students live and work in the town side by side with residents. By the end of the school year, the students and participating residents had produced a 230-page, three-ring binder relocation notebook that the town council and many residents had already understood and digested. They were well prepared for negotiations with the Army Corps of Engineers, including having mobilized state and local agencies and elected officials' support to insist that they be relocated as a town rather than as individual households. They even got congressional support in the form of federal authorization that required the Corps to relocate the community as a new town. The Corps responded by presenting a proposal to build a new town further down the river, out of the construction area, about 30 miles away. The town respectfully listened to the Corps' proposal, but rejected it. They realized it was very important to them to stay close to their original town site. The town requested that the planning and engineering firm hired by the Corps work closely with them. The town residents and even the children were asked to map their existing patterns of walking and bicycling as they engaged with friends in the regional environment. These conceptual maps became the design foundation for the trails in the new town of North Bonneville. The new town was inaugurated on July 4th, 1978. It was a great celebration. I'm Russell Fox, a former professor at the Evergreen State College. Thanks for listening.